This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest honey. Pour one up for the banker downtown. They got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife.
Farming life is cool, has its problems. The weather is one of them. Welcome to the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here with a podcast and a broadcast every week. We deal with three or four different things that are important to the family farmer, and the family farmer defined here for our purposes, the people who are running dairy farms and produce that are not supported or subsidized by big ag or big agricultural interests. They have the interests of their family, of their constituents, i.e. the locavores, the people who buy the products, who desire to come to the farm and see what's going on, the people that belong, frankly, to the National Farmers Union, the NFU, used to be the American Farm Bureau, but now I believe their interests are more with big ag than with small ag, and that's why I like the National Farmers Union. We'll have, as a matter of fact, Roger Johnson, who's the president of the National Farmers Union, with us in a few minutes to talk about the president's focus on agriculture. He's been very visible in the past few weeks. As a matter of fact, he was at the American Farm Bureau Federation's 2018 convention, his first major policy address to farmers. Actually, the first time there's been any real discussion about the new Tax Reform Act, President talking to a number of farm groups and has moved around the Mid-South this week, touting the effects of the tax reform on farmers, taking credit for the rollback of the approach to the Clean Water Act, which is all well and good. There are many things that have come, in my opinion, out of his aggressive stance. I don't know that he was really that interested in farming or farmers before realizing that many of them were responsible for him getting elected. And there are some things that have happened, like the Net Neutrality Act, which is very anti-rural and anti-farmer. So there's a plus and a minus. It says there always is. I mean, the objective way of looking at this is to understand that with politics and with people, there's always a good and there's a bad. There are good sides to some of the things that they've done, and there are some things that are just plain bad and really kind of stupid, frankly. And I believe it's interesting because there's a task force called the Interagency Task Force on Agriculture and Rural Prosperity. And some of the things that have come out of that were discussed in his Nashville speech. The task force recommended providing improved internet access, availability of affordable housing and medical services, providing specialized career development, and using technology to help farmers support their business. Well, you don't have to go very far, and he didn't talk much about this, even though rural voters have favored NAFTA, and he doesn't like it. Other trade agreements that have been good for farmers, he's opposed them and threatened to pull out of them. Also, the net neutrality thing is really negative, very bad for farmers in rural America, period. So I don't know how he dances around that. I don't think he said much about it this week from what I can find. But this kind of stuff, using technology to help farmers support their business is perfect. But if you don't have any way to get on to the technology that's available, and that's what happens, you get net neutrality in these big companies, the Verizons of the world and AT&T and the other people that supply the material, it's sort of the raw material. How do you get information off of the computer? How do you get the stuff on the internet? Well, if you don't have speed, then you don't have the ability. Sometimes the pipes get jammed up. I don't want to get into a long, lengthy explanation about how this all works technically, but I just know that it's bad for the farmer. So let's see what happens as a result of the protest that's coming from American agriculture. And this will be one of the things that I talked to Roger Johnson about, frankly, in a in a few minutes. But it is e-connectivity does have to be improved. Farms have to be connected. He did say some things about this. American agriculture needs and deserves policies that support and build on the success of past science and the freedom that farmers ought to have to sell their products. The government's involved in screwing up almost everything that the farmer does. You hear me talking real about the pool. I'm a dairy guy, so I'm upset about the pool pricing. The government requires that farmers who are milking cows, if they want to sell into the, if they want to sell to the big producers, they don't have the ability, most farmers, to, at the end of the day, put a bottling plant in, sell their own milk. There have been cooperatives that have been established in various parts of the country where 4, 5, 6 farms get together and maybe they all milk 400 or 500 cows or 200 or 300 cows and put their milk together and then they sell it locally. And that's a good way to do it if you can raise the initial capital. But anyway, one of the things he did talk about was the tax overhaul as a boon to farmers. And I think reality being what it is. And that's another thing we'll talk to Roger Johnson about in a minute. I think that the tax law, especially as to how it affects farmers when they die. We all know the confiscatory nature of the death tax and what's happened, especially with farmers who are land rich and money, they're cash poor. So when farmers die and they have a farm in their estate, all too often the farm has to be forfeited to pay off the taxes, which often are 2/3 of the value of the farm. So here come the developers happy to buy the land and put the farm out of business. So this has been changed under the tax law. I would say that was a very positive thing. So let's see in a matter of moments. Let's find out from Roger Johnson what really his take is on all of this. As I say, he's somebody that I like to have on this program. I happen to quite like him personally, and I quite like his point of view, and I do like the National Farmers Union because, as I've said many times, I think it speaks for us, the smaller farmers. Let's find out what he says about the president as we work our way through some of the issues of the week and of the month on the American Family Farmer. 14 minutes after the hour, for all farmers, we need rest. Not necessarily relaxation, but when you go to bed, you want to know that you're going to wake up rested and ready for the day. Most of our days start at 4 o'clock in the morning. So if you go to bed at 8 or 9 o'clock at night, you want to really get to sleep fast and have the confidence that you're going to be rested when you wake up in the morning. And my prescription for that is to be using My Pillows. My Pillow. Made by a fellow in the farm country. He's got a big factory now that he built in his home state of Minnesota. His name is Mike Lindell. Got 1,500 people making these pillows for distribution all around the country. Millions of these My Pillows have been sold. If you've never tried one, here's an opportunity to do that. When you get two for the price of one, that's a great deal. So why don't you go check it out at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV so that you can get the two-for-one offer. You buy one My Pillow premium pillow at the regular price, you get another one free. That offer has been extended until the end of the month, so act quickly. And when you get it, by the way, if for some reason you don't like it, you can send it back in 60 days and you get your money back. So a real good reason is the security that you have in case you don't like it, but you're going to like it. They wouldn't be making tens of thousands of these a week in a big factory with 1,500 people if it wasn't good, if it wasn't a great pillow. So get the greatest pillow at the best price, My Pillow, for a good night's rest for all of you. Go to MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code DJV. It's DJV. Get a better night's rest with My Pillow. Less expensive. Buy with confidence. MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV.
The reason I went into consulting? Because I love hunting for paperwork. Not because I like developing plans to help small businesses grow. Nah, I'm busy searching high and low for a proposal that I had in my hand like a minute ago. Yippee!
Staples wants you to spend your time doing what you really love. That's why we have organizational solutions for any business, so you can clear the clutter and focus on the job at hand.
Found it! Nope, that's my son's birthday list.
Staples. Less mess equals more success.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, the pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
All right, 16 and change after the hour, the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to wish a happy new year to one of the friends, I think, of farmers, family farmers everywhere. If you don't know about the National Farmers Union, this is not an ad for them, but I'm a big fan of Roger Johnson and the folks here in New England anyway, who have helped out a lot of small family farmers like me. It's a very difficult row to hoe. So, Roger, I know that you're working hard under the circumstances. There's good and there's bad. I thought maybe it would be appropriate for us to spend some time, since it's been a while since we talked, certainly since Trump got into office, and review. I guess that the focus was on the American Farm Bureau meeting, which is your competitive group, and I've said the reason I don't belong anymore to the Farm Bureau is because I don't think they speak for my interests. I think you do. But that doesn't keep you from being able to observe what went on there and all of the touting of the successes. Are there successes? Is Trump okay in some areas as far as the family farmers are concerned?
Well, first of all, let me say good morning and happy new year to you, Doug. It's good to be back. So the reason I was at the Farm Bureau convention is because the president of Farm Bureau, Zippy Duvall, and I have agreed to do a joint effort to bring attention to the opioid crisis.
Great.
And that's, you know, we don't often it make a big splash publicly where we are both on the same side of issues. You know,
that's not
to say we're not on the same side of a lot of issues. Of course we are, but we do have some pretty fundamental philosophical differences. But on this question, we certainly don't. It's a huge crisis. It's something needs to be, it's a much, much larger crisis in rural America than it is in urban America. And
sure is.
So that's what we're there for. Now, to your question about the first year of the Trump administration, you know, from our perspective, it was a really slow year. Now, granted, there were a number of things that the administration did in the regulatory area, which I think in many ways were viewed pretty favorably by farmers of all stripes around the country to sort of lighten up on some of the rules. But in terms of moving major legislation, you know, but for the tax piece, which happened at the way end of the year, there really wasn't any major legislation. And so it was a long, long slog of gridlock about, well, much of the year was about health care and trying to figure out if they could do a repeal and replace or a repeal only or a whatever. They ended up not getting anything done there, except that there was a piece that they rolled into the tax reform. So let me just say this, Doug, about the tax reform. We opposed this bill, and we opposed it fundamentally because it added $1.5 trillion to the deficit.
All right, let's hold it right there. Hold that thought. Give me a couple of minutes for our words from the local stations. We'll come back and pick it up right there. Roger Johnson from the National Farmers Union here in the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm.
Now 23 and change after the hour. Now, this is the American Family Farmer having a conversation with Roger Johnson, who was at the recent Farm Bureau meeting. The American Farm Bureau invited the president to come and speak, and he did. He was talking about connecting with rural Americans, talking about the tax overhaul, that sort of thing. Roger Johnson has been president of the National Farmers Union since 2009. He's a third-generation family farmer from Turtle Lake, North Dakota, which, of course, is the hot spot in North Dakota. Everybody knows where Turtle
Indeed, that's true.
Yes, right. Yes, it is. I know it is. All right, so let's go back to the opposition. There are a number of things that have come through the pipeline, and I understand because my reason for joining the NFU is because your point of view on these things is right on. So let's talk about some of these bills and where you were, starting with the opposition you were explaining a few moments ago.
Yeah, so it was with respect to the tax bill. The fundamental problem that we objected to from the very beginning was this bill started with the basic view that it was going to add $1.5 trillion to the deficit. And I just think it is so hypocritical for folks who have spent literally a decade or more screaming about the increasing deficit to suddenly turn around and pay not one bit of attention to the fact that tax cuts were going to explode the deficit in a way that it just hasn't happened before with tax reform legislation. Typically, when you do tax reform, you try to rebalance sort of the obligations on the different groups of taxpayers. That wasn't the case in this circumstance. Now, there was a study that USDA just released last week, Doug, that actually looked at the impact of this tax bill on farmers, and it concluded two things that I think are really important to talk about. One is that 70 to 80% of the benefits for farmers, now this is just looking at farmers, will accrue to the top 1% in terms of income of the farmers. So it's the best off among us that are going to get 70 to 80% of the benefits of this tax bill. And the bottom 20% of farmers are actually going to be worse off, paying more taxes as a result of this tax bill. So, it really was disproportionate in how it impacted folks, which is another issue that we had with it.
Is it the day-to-day stuff, Roger? Because it seems, and I've said this on the air, I have railed for years, and so have you, about the death tax and how, I think you may have heard me just before you went on the air talking about how it is, what it does is take farmland out of production because heretofore, the death taxes you would pay, farmers have got a lot of land but no cash, so you got to sell the farm to pay the taxes. At least it addresses that, doesn't it?
Well, it does. It raised the exemptions for the estate tax. Frankly, raised them to a relatively high level. I mean, I don't think either you or I have any danger of ever paying an estate tax. In fact, it's something like 0.2% of farm estates ever even have to pay a tax. The exemption was $5.5 million
right.
for an individual, $11 million for a couple. That was doubled, so it's 11 and 22. So you know, you get a farm that is worth $11 million when you die, and you have absolutely zero debt against it. Then you pay your first dollar.
Mm-hmm.
So it is a very high level. We're fine with it. We don't think it ought to be done away with because it serves a purpose.
Right. But then there's the day-to-day stuff. Wait, hold on a sec. We got to pause.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, folks. Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tanked up, ready to go, continuing actually with our discussion. Roger Johnson with me. I'm Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer. I apologize for all the interruptions. That's part of the reality of trying to make all of this work. Roger is in the NFU, which was actually founded by a bunch of local farmers, the Farmers Education Cooperative Union in Texas, 1902, and it has survived and thrive because of the leadership of people like Roger who get it. And now we're working our way through this period of time when the American family farmer's lifestyle is being challenged by big ag and big government. So anyway, we were talking about the tax bill, the death tax and that part of it, but the day-to-day operation of a farm and how it's affected by the tax bill. Let's dig into that, Roger.
Yeah, well, so the first thing I would say on a day-to-day basis is, well, I'd say two things. The biggest issue that farmers face today is that net farm income is 50% of what it was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And so, and in fact, the median net farm income is projected this year to be negative, meaning that half of all farmers in the U.S. are actually going to lose money on their farm.
I am.
It is. I mean, and it's not hard to understand why, because market prices are so incredibly low. They just aren't in line with cost of production, and so you know you just can't make it work. So that is in that scenario, tax changes don't mean as much. I mean, if you're making a pile of money and you get a tax cut, that makes a big difference. If you're not making any money, well, you're not paying any taxes anyway. So there's that thing that you need to pay attention. But let's assume that we're going to get back to a point where we're starting to make some money. There are some advantages in this tax bill for farmers. I don't want to suggest that it's all negative at all. You know, the standard deduction was doubled. The likelihood is that your stack of papers you have to file should be reduced a bit because of some of those provisions that were put in there. So, you know, we'll see. It was, as I said earlier before the break, it is a tax bill that skewed very much towards the wealthy. But that doesn't mean it doesn't have benefits for the rest of us. In fact, if you're writing a tax bill that adds $1.5 trillion to the deficit, it better be giving some advantages to almost everybody, right?
Yeah,
because it's borrowing. Actually,
we're
borrowing
a hole
from China in order to give tax breaks to folks. So,
It's just, I mean, the thinking here is so confounding. But the bigger picture here, I think that Trump got elected in large part because of the support from rural America, from farming.
Yeah. Yep.
And now I don't feel he's speaking to these groups and trying to talk. I'm not even sure he really understands what he's saying or what's gone on, because I don't think he has a close feeling. He doesn't have guts in the game, if you will, and he's listening to a lot of people. I don't know how you feel about Sonny Perdue. I'm not enthused about him one way or another. But I think that you see the impact on rural America and farmers with his net neutrality thing, which is, for my money, an obscenity. So I don't know what you think about that.
No, that is a tough deal, and it is something that, we are not fans of rolling back these net neutrality rules. They, as you indicated earlier on one of the segments, what it really does is it makes it harder to get broadband internet available in more sparsely populated areas of the country. Well, by definition, that's where farmers and ranchers live.
Right.
So, and the every business, whether it's farming or any other business, as the years go on, is more and more and more dependent upon having access to the internet.
Right.
And you need bigger and bigger and bigger pipes. I mean, all of the precision ag stuff that's coming down the pike, there's just an endless list of reasons why folks need access to the internet. And, you know, back when, shortly after Farmers Union was created, we spent many of our formative years organizing cooperatives to provide services that the rest of industry was not providing because they just weren't coming into rural parts of the country. That's where rural electric cooperatives, rural telephone co-ops, a lot of our members were instrumental in organizing them, and it was precisely for this reason. It was to bring service to rural parts of the country that the business interests were not interested in providing because there wasn't enough money to be made in it.
Right.
That's why things like the Universal Service Fund were put in place, because we're all better off if we're all connected, as even the folks in urban America are better off being connected to rural America, because a lot of the business is done back and forth. And so that's the whole idea, is that we're all better off if we're all better connected. And that idea seems to be sort of lost in terms of what we're doing by reversing net neutrality and making it more difficult for broadband to be made available in rural America.
It's exasperating when you think, I'm looking at your membership and you're bringing along a young group. One of the things I focus on in this program is what solutions there are to problems. And many of the people that have come up with the solutions are these younger folks that are coming. Either they're on the farm because the family farm is theirs, or they're finding ways to get on the land.
Yeah.
I've recently talked about a couple of farms in New York State and New Jersey that have done a fabulous job of bringing back consumers and having people understand what really is going on. It's not agritourism, it's a farm.
Yeah.
And people get into the guts of what the farms are all about. And so the circumstances that present itself is to educate people. It costs money to grow good food, and Americans are traditionally interested in buying cheap food because we've had the best of all possible worlds. Now we don't.
Yeah, historically that has been the case, and of course as countries are poor and as their economic standing increases, then we have the ability to sort of demand higher quality things. And what we're seeing is sort of a bifurcation of the food system in the country here, mm-hmm. where you've got a lot of these young folks now that really want to get involved in agriculture because they want to know what kind of food they're feeding their kids.
Yep.
And that dynamic is driving a lot of what we call first-generation farmers, folks that they never were farming before, but they're wanting to figure out how to get there because they're not really enamored with sort of the corporate food system that, you know, that's available.
They don't want to eat weed killer, Roger.
Yeah.
They don't
want to
eat weed
killer. And so you've got a lot of demand for that kind of agriculture, and we have, it's the fastest growing part of our membership, Doug, are these kinds of farmers that are, you know, wanting to make a difference. And they're, you know, they're not expecting to get rich in the business, but they're hoping they're at least going to be able to feed their families, you know, and put a little money away so they're going to have something to retire on when that day comes. And so we spend a lot of time thinking about, talking about, trying to figure out what are the right policies for these folks. And some of that is what we're arguing for in the upcoming Farm Bill.
All right, so let's talk about the Farm Bill a little bit. I, in the time that we have remaining, I don't know about you, but, well, I kind of do know about you. I'm thinking about our inner wisdom, yours, mine, the people who are supportive of what we're trying to do, even though it seems like we're swimming upstream. America's full of people who have been the counterintuitiveness, if you will, even though that language might not be used by many of these people. It's decisions. And the fact that a lot of the stuff that's being done by government, not in the interest of the not in the family farmer, but the people who eat and want to be healthy. It's you know, we're tending to be so drug driven. We think we maintain our health by taking pills and prescriptions and stuff. We don't. We only take that stuff because we're eating crap that's being grown by these huge agricultural industries. And you look at the impact from, I made a crack about eating weed killer, but you look at the things that are coming from these huge businesses to make farming supposedly more profitable for the big guys. Yeah. And yes, are we feeding a lot of people around the world that might not be able to eat otherwise? Yes, maybe there's something to that. But what the hell are we feeding them? And are we making them sick? You look at the big ag businesses and the board of directors of some of these companies like Monsanto and Bayer, and then you look at the big drug companies and look at the board of directors. Hello, look at the names that are the same on both of them. You don't have to be a genius to see what's going on.
Yeah. So I think as I listen to your talk, there's an element of it's not just big government that you're registering a concern about. In fact, I would argue that it's less that than it is big corporate domination.
Yeah. Well, the influence that they have on government. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and there's something to that. I mean, I think, and I'm not going to sit here and say that because we have a lot of members who are commercial farmers and they're a part of this system as well. So I'm not going to disparage that system, but I will acknowledge that more and more people want to know exactly what's going into their stomachs. And there is a very powerful consumer force out there that we are foolish if we don't pay attention to and try and figure out how to respond to it. And one of the arguments I make to our membership, because we've got people in both camps, is that we can learn from one another. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of commercial agriculture is learning from the folks that are involved in organic agriculture because of the focus on what's in the soil, mm-hmm. and that the soil is sort of a living, breathing organism.
It is.
And, you know, when I went to college, I took soils class, and soil was defined there as a medium to hold a plant up. I mean, there was no discussion about it having any biology associated with it. It was just a, you know, it was a pile of rocks that you could, you know, add stuff to and you could grow something. Mm-hmm. So that mindset is changing, and it's changing in both sides of this equation for the better, I would argue. And much of that's coming from folks that have been involved in sort of this alternative agriculture, if you will, the kind of folks that you're talking about.
We got 60 seconds. Let's talk about the Farm Bill and where that needs to go.
Well, we would argue a couple of things that are really key. First of all, they need to figure out how to put more money into the Farm Bill, because they're just, you talk about the dairy industry, these folks are just going broke in droves, and there is virtually nothing in the Farm Bill that's there to help them. And so they got to put some money in to try and rebuild a dairy program. And, you know, people in Congress are saying there ain't no more money. Well, there ain't no more money because they just did a $1.5 trillion hole in the deficit with this tax bill.
Well, they also are giving so much money to people who don't deserve it.
Well, of course, but I mean, we're going to face all these arguments about there's not enough money. At the end of the day, if we're going to get a farm bill, in our opinion, it's got to be a bill that increases the safety net for both those of us in agriculture as well as consumers. So consumers have a way to buy food as well. Mm-hmm. And it's got to have strong conservation provisions. If it doesn't, you know, if you don't have those three elements, you don't get the political support to even pass a farm bill. So you've got to have that. That's going to take more money. You've got to have more research and development. I mean, there are just a lot of pieces that need to be in it. And I think the challenge of getting a farm bill passed went up significantly after this tax bill passed, because there's going to be more focus on the debt and the deficit and arguments that we can't afford to do anything to help farmers.
Micro goals, little things taken, small steps taken at a time for some great achievement. Maybe that's a way of we take it one piece at a time. Roger, always great to have you here. Thank you. And continued success. If you want to find out more about the National Farmers Union, go to nfu.org. That's nfu.org. Roger Johnson here on the American Family Farmer. He's the president of the National Farmers Union.
Progressive presents Get Pumped, inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're going to let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The American Family Farmer, this thought for all of us who are members of either the American Farm Bureau or the National Farmers Union, a lot of that discussion in the 2018 Farm Bill comes up for consideration. The need for a revamped safety net for dairy farmers especially, improved protection for this and the specialty crops that are grown for farmers, and maybe even specialty crops that are, I'm sorry, not for farmers, but for dairy farmers, but specialty crops that are grown in general for everybody. There are a lot of these state colleges that are looking into, in certain departments, how to fix farming. And certainly dairy farming is among the most ill of all of the aspects of farming in our country. Texas A&M, through their college study opportunities in New York, it's the State University of New York, especially in Cobleskill, with the Texas, it's the Stevensville campus of Texas A&M. The profs there are studying what to do. There are a lot of people, farmers and folks who are studying this from the college level, that are saying you better do something about dairy or it's going to be dead in our country. The $20 billion that's been cut out of the farm bill in the suggested budget for next year, the commodity prices
have gone, what it costs you to buy milk in the store has gone up, but what the farmer's getting has gone down, and that's because of government interference with big ag in collusion. It's strapping the family dairy farmer. And if you don't do something about it in this new bill, you're going to see DOA for most of the American family farmer community. Food for thought, Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, that turn from green to that harvest money. Pull one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money. Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. We gather around the table, send it up.
53 after the hour, Luke Bryan bringing us back the bright side of farming, listening to him extol the value and the virtue of American farm life. God love him, even though he's a little too close to some of the big bad guys. I still like his music and support his efforts to bring the play to the farm. And it isn't. Roger Johnson is right. I tend to simplify this and make all the big guys bad guys, and it's not true. I will be the first to admit that, reluctantly sometimes, because I think there's more bad to big than there is good to big, but not all the bad guys, not all the big guys are bad guys. With that in mind, let's talk about federal livestock air emissions. My thoughts on that after this.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Chris, co-founder of Noro Coffee, a delicious, nutritionally enhanced coffee that can improve your focus and attention. It's been featured in Entrepreneur Magazine and Chef Robert Irvine Magazine called it the next big thing. Noro Coffee was developed by nutrition PhD Dr. Mike Roussel to not only taste amazing, but also support your brain health. I am so confident that you'll love Noro Coffee that if you don't like it, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll even buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee. Every cup of Noro Coffee is enhanced with all-natural antioxidants that support your body's ability to grow and repair neurons. These antioxidants were tested in two human clinical trials to prove that they work. Basically, it's an amazing brain health supplement infused into delicious artisan coffee with a daily cost less than you're currently paying. And again, if you're not happy, you can return it in 30 days for a full refund. And I'll also buy you a 12-ounce bag of your old coffee, truly risk-free. Start drinking NeuroCoffee to support your brain health now at riskfreebraincoffee.com. That's riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com. Riskfreebraincoffee.com.
Now 55 past the hour. So this example of what the government is doing, and I tend to be very critical of the government for what I believe to be is good reason in the, on 189 stations carrying this program now, plus all the podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com, which every week features the highlights of our conversations that we have with the experts and some of my thoughts as well. Get the podcast, go all the way back for a year or so to AmericanFamilyFarmershow.com. But it's this kind of thing that sends me into orbit. The Federal Livestock Air Emission Regulations, which were supposed to go into effect last year, the EPA wasn't ready, the government wasn't ready, the farmers weren't ready, ag wasn't ready, nobody was ready. And it's the same thing with the Food Safety Enhancement Act, which will affect there are two things, the two sides, obviously, to agriculture, the dairy industry and the produce industry, and both are in distress because of stupid government regulations. And that's one of the reasons I think that Trump was touted by rural America, by farming America, because he claimed he was going to deal with all these regulations and cut them. Well, the EPA is way over, they're out of control, and so they've gotten themselves involved in the animal ag industry, and a lot of the ag academic experts have developed a formula to determine how much ammonia and hydrogen sulfide is emitted by livestock operations, going into all this business about methane. Most of this stuff is meaningless. It's bunkum. It's a waste of time. And so trying to put this to rest because of the cost to livestock producers, whether it's dairy or whether it's beef, the government trying to clamp down, the EPA trying to clamp down on estimates of emissions. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. And they, frankly, more often don't. I use the expression, they talk like somebody with a paper butt. The benefits of American free enterprise is that we can say, wait a minute, boys and girls, let's stop and take a look at this. The business about gas. When you consider what happens when the rear end of a cow produces a poop on the ground and all of the microbes that go into the soil and how it enhances the value of the soil, you weigh that against the gas and there's no contest. And that's the stuff that nobody's looking at. There are too many crazy definitions, too many standards that are stupid, measuring this stuff by the ton, all of these things. The more you talk to your representatives in Congress and get this message across that we got to stop this madness.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.